I think that probably the number one determiner of your success of influence in anybody is that they trust you. You know, if the person that you're trying to confront or influence is afraid of you, then it's kind of when a husband and wife come into counseling or just are hanging out with friends or whatever, and the third party says, you know what you need to do, and the husband or the wife goes, oh my gosh, that's amazing, and the spouse goes, what, I've told you that 1,000 times. Yeah, but I am scared to death of you, so I protect myself from your input. And I think the same thing happens either up or down when you're trying to shape somebody else's paradigm or their style or what have you. As soon as the anxiety level between you two increases, and it may start anxious because one or both are very insecure. A lot of aggressive leaders are very insecure, and so it is tough to cultivate trust with them because they basically start with the premise, you're not for me. And the only thing that communicates that you are for me is that you completely surrender your will in my presence. We call that loyalty. And so, you know, that dynamic, you know, has to, it's a challenge. And the other side of it is, how long are you going to work in that environment? How long are you going to have to surrender yourself from happening in this leadership environment? You know, so there has to be two powerful people in any relationship, with the understanding that I will work to stay connected to you, so we can influence each other.